All discipleship begins with an invitation. Jesus inviting Matthew simply to follow him. Matthew becomes a transformed disciple and then sent out on mission and becomes an evangelist. This transformation from a tax collector to an evangelist that we're still reading today. It's a beautiful transformation that the Lord has in store for each one of us, and also for us to be agents of this transformation and invitation in the lives of others. Recently read a great little blog post written by newly ordained priest here in Baltimore, Father Jim Boers. I think it's on the Baltimore Vocations webpage, where he talks about how his life was changed by a simple invitation. It's a great little read today about the power of an invitation and what difference that can make in someone's life, because we never really know when we encounter a person where they are, and our invitation might just be what they're looking for in their life. One of the things I like to say is nobody's ever insulted by an invitation, if we make it kindly and are not too overbearing about it. But we should take that into our evangelizing task, and just to take note that nobody's ever insulted by an invitation. That is, if we're inviting them to something so good, such as the Lord's mercy. Whenever we issue that invitation, it's always an invitation to encounter mercy. And what a great and wonderful gift that is, so that we should never be afraid or ashamed or embarrassed about offering somebody the invitation to mercy. They just might be the next Matthew.